from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Thank you, thank you. This is VK4KFS. 5204 QSCR.
On Thursday the 30th of July, the Kiarai State School Radio Club, using the call sign VK4KSS, had an on-air practical session as part of their ham radio studies for their Grade 5 and 6 enrichment class. Under the guidance of Stu, VK4SDD, the students made contact with many stations across VK4 on 40 metres under some trying conditions. This time on air aids them in achieving a foundation licence and is good practice for the CQ Worldwide SSB contest coming up in October. This has been Ben, VK4 Yankee Tango, for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, and we are proud supporters of the Kiarai State School Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hi there, it's Sunday the 2nd of August. The moon is half gone, our club's AGM has happened, and a loud buzzing noise appeared from the nation's mobile phones last Monday. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and this is Q News from the club for this week. First, a reminder to other clubs around Queensland. Would you believe that Q News reaches over 20,000 listeners each week? Okay, maybe not that many, but it's a lot, and it's people who care about what your club is doing. This space is available for your messaging, and the process isn't hard. If I can help you with anything to get on air on Q News, please drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and let's talk about what it takes to get your club messages where they can be heard. Our club's repeater, VK4RDD at Preston, is getting a further makeover. Work on blueprinting the audio has resulted in a massive improvement of sound quality. We're now working on the hamsters that power the controller, which is on the bench, getting a thorough refresh. We've been talking to the manufacturer and we hope to have a few bugs ironed out by next weekend. But meanwhile, if you do come up and want information, one of us will be happy to give you the time or temperature with or without DTMF tones. On the fundraising front, we have advance notice that our entry in the Great Bunnings raffle was successful and the club is scheduled to cook snags on the 19th of December. Write down that date, 19th of December, and let us know if you're available to join the team and help. Everybody gets fed. What did you think of the AusAlert test? Do you have one of those phones that's non-mainstream? Apparently, if your phone runs Graphene OS, the message would have been a presidential alert, and that text can't be changed at the moment. More importantly, the test showed that 94% of towers broadcast the alert, which means that 6% didn't broadcast it at all. In a real disaster, you'd want to be listening to your local community radio station or ham repeater as well. We definitely have a role to play in emergency communications. The hamchallenge.org people updated their website over the weekend. We now have challenges through to week 43. The one we missed last week is fascinating, and you can still have a go. It's make a QSO using grey line propagation. This is literally the twilight zone of HF, where before sunrise or just after sunset, mystical and wonderful things can happen to the bands. I've popped an interesting and useful link in the text edition of this bulletin, which you can download from the WIA or you can find on our website at ddrci.org.au. And speaking of which, you can download the week's audio segment too from our website. So maybe have a bit of fun trying grey line propagation, and then the week 32 challenge awaits. Help somebody troubleshoot a radio-related problem. That's all described at hamchallenge.org, and with a small amount of work, you could be the week's leader. Also on our website at ddrci.org.au, you'll find details of the next club meeting on Monday the 10th of August, news from the annual general meeting about your newly elected committee, and a reminder, that memberships are still due and you can renew very quickly online using the big red button. Well, that's it for this week. If you have news or other info that you'd like to get to Darling Downs Radio Club members, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au, which is also a useful address in case you missed something or you want to make contact for any reason. ddrci.org.au and secretary@ddrci.org.au for email. We're always here. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. 73s until next weekend.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.